Hey everybody, hope you're doing well. Welcome back to the Starlight Podcast. We're back after a few weeks of hiatus, but we got a couple things to go through today. Rewatching Rogue One, talking Battlefront 3, it's been the rage, the rave, I should say, and then also talking about the Filoniverse and Dave Filoni. I'm joined as always with Jedi Connor and Lord Dagovir. You guys ready to get into it?
Let's do
Yes,
it.
sir.
Let's go.
All right, so first thing to talk about today is Andor and Rogue One. Now that Andor's concluded, it's really kind of added a lot more to kind of almost as like Rogue One and Andor season one and two are kind of like their own trilogy now. And we all rewatched Rogue One after Andor came out. And what do you guys think now of Andor, or excuse me, of Rogue One? Now that we've seen season one and two of Andor, and how has that movie changed for you? You guys like that movie? What do you guys think?
I am of the mindset that Andor is one of the best pieces. It's like top for me. It's like maybe it might be right under
Peak.
Empire, its peak, yeah. But for me, it just enriches everything, even like the small moments where you get all this background with these characters. Like something is It just adds to it. I know a lot of people have been saying it is the best trilogy now in Star Wars, which honestly I can agree to that now. Season one, season two, and Andor, which is probably more like a six movie trilogy, six movies if we're talking time watching. But it really just enriches so much. So I highly recommend that people do that right off the bat when you finish Andor.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more emotional weight. And I remember a lot of the things that people were talking about, which was a huge criticism when Rogue One come out, was like, oh, you're introduced to these characters and they all die, but you're not feeling anything. That isn't the thing now. That is completely opposite of what happens, especially like Cassian, bro. He's a side character in that movie. And I know a lot of people were complaining about Disney Plus putting him in front of Jyn Erso, for the poster, but like it makes sense. It makes sense now, especially just with Andor, with both seasons, and that movie just is a different level of intensity, and it's really sad. I don't know, man. I've always loved that movie from the beginning, but yeah, it's up there. I wouldn't say it's like the greatest trilogy in Star Wars because there's just other things that I take into account outside of writing and characters. It's also with like influence and the original trilogies. We're not here without the original trilogy, but like Andor is peak, and there's no question about it. It is peak. Same thing with Rogue One now, definitely.
Yeah, it's so peak. And that's a good point, Dagovir, with like how taking Andor from a side character, and he's now like one of the most important characters in the Star Wars, if you think about it. From what he does in Andor to Rogue One and helping retrieve the Death Star plans. I mean, like you said, he was a side character in Rogue One, and he's just been so enhanced by the show, and I love his character so much. And also watching Rogue One again and seeing his fate after seeing, oh no, his child with Bix just literally rips my heart out. Like I can't watch that movie now. And like it's even more, like it was already like it was like kind of sad before Andor. Like oh no, like these characters, they're dead. Like oh, this sucks. But like it just adds so much more now to the emotion in his character as a whole that he never got to reconnect with Bix, dude.
Yeah, the Bix stuff I think is just this. I could never anticipate that, and now with the child thing, and like I don't care what anybody says, like I was completely gutted, and I think we all kind of saw in that episode that Bix was gonna leave. Like she just absolutely realized Cassian was too important to this. Like there might be no rebellion without this guy, and I'm willing to debate that just because the importance of him and Luthen and how these people need to exist for this whole revolution. Revolution is not for the sane, it just that's just the way it is, baby. And it's so true about that. And
I'm crazy.
yeah, dude. And you need people like that. You need people like Saul, you need people like Luthen, you need people like Cassian, and you also need people like Bix who make that sacrifice, bro. And oh my God, I cut the camera, bro. I can't talk about it no more, bro.
Oh God. But yeah, that was oh, go ahead, Connor.
I was gonna say I saw a video the other day of people debating who is a better smuggler. Is it Cassian
Or Han
or
Solo.
Han Solo? But is he
Yes.
really
Is
and that got me a little bit
he really
fired
a
up because
smuggler though? He's more of a
yeah,
spy
I
than
think
a
he's
smuggler.
everything. I mean, he's everything, bro. Like, he's out of pocket. He does everything. But this is where, and we're going to talk about this in this podcast about the Andor purists and how this elitism is kind of really attacking all other forms of Star Wars, which I just can't get behind at all, man. But Han Solo is very good at what he does. He has a lot of luck, and yeah, he's clumsy and silly, but there's charm to his character. Now, like, are we saying, is he a better smuggler? Is Cassian Andor a better smuggler? Probably. Especially with how young he is, everything that's going on. But it's to the point where we're like taking these characters and, like, no, this is better. He's better because he's better and he's better. This is a terrible character. And I don't think this is the correct way to approach these. There's nothing wrong with favorites. There's nothing wrong with liking. But like to the point where it's like attacking these other characters, especially from the original trilogy, man, I don't know. I think we gotta chill out a little bit,
So it's like people's love is so high for the show that like, oh, nothing else is better. This all sucks. This is the best thing ever created. And that's another thing I want to talk about in the show. Like, we talk so much praise about Andor, and I do think it's peak. But something I do want to talk about is like, what's one or two things that like you don't like about the show? And I've been thinking about this in other podcasts. I couldn't think of anything, but something I started to realize, and that I saw Gilroy talk about is lack of aliens kind of in the show. Like, it kind of like takes away from, I don't know, like in Star Wars, you're always used to like these unique aliens and stuff. And I think that's like the one criticism of the show. It's like it's heavy human. And that kind of like takes sometimes a little away from it being in Star Wars. What about you guys? What do you guys think about like, any like things with Andor that you didn't really like or criticisms you have?
Yeah, I think that is a valid criticism. Honestly, I didn't even think about it that much. I think aliens and like the characters' designs and the live action is something that you notice when it's there, because it's like prominent, like you notice it. But when it's not there, I didn't notice it as much. And I think that's honestly a super valid point on that end. I like. There's these like little side characters that could have been aliens. Like I'm thinking back to when they're in the shop, they're in like the supermarket, and there's the person there. Like I feel like, oh,
Yeah, like the
could
shop
be.
owner, like there's like little subtle like, aliens here and there. 'Cause like I always go back to like the original trilogy when you like go into the cantina and there's all these different aliens and like you really feel like it's a galaxy from far, far away. The one thing with Andor is just heavy human. I get the Empire is kind of like, anti-alien. Like they're kind of like elite on humans. But yeah, that's a good point, Connor. And that's kind of what I was thinking too throughout the show. Like I'd like more like aliens, incorporated into even just background characters, side characters.
And I've that's all that's actually been a criticism since the first season, I would say, because even when I was watching it, there was one of the little bodyguards in the first couple episodes with Cassian that was like really, charming and fun. He was kind of just standing there to make himself look big when Cassian was getting like shook down with like money from his own people on Ferrix. But also like I think also Andor didn't really do a great job of introducing most of their new aliens. Like there was this one guy, Braun, I think his name was, and that's in the second season where Cassian goes to the travel agency and they're giving him his like whole spiel of like what he is to when he goes to Gorr. And the person that comes out is it doesn't really look like a Star Wars alien. It looks more like a Star Trek alien, if that makes any sense. Very, very, very humanoid. He's got like slit eyes. If you guys watch that episode again, you'll know what I'm talking about. But I do think one of the things that I criticize all the time, The Force Awakens, I think, did an amazing job at introducing new aliens. I think The Force Awakens does a great job with practical effects and introducing a lot of brand new species that we've never seen before. And even though I wish we could see more aliens in Andor, I still don't think it takes away from what Andor is. Because my biggest criticism, of course, is lightsabers and the Force, just like any other annoying person that you hear on Reddit. And it's even to the point where like Star Wars, the official Star Wars account had replied to people and said like, yeah, even though there's no lightsabers, like it was like a little passive aggressive, and I was like, damn, okay, like I understand that we're defending what we love here, but I was like, damn, bro, I mean, like we get it, we
Swagman
know
taking
it's a good show,
shots.
Yeah, bro. You know, I feel like I'm catching the FU like all the time, you know? Like I'm just like I love the show, but I can criticize it that way.
Yeah.
But I understand the mentality from these other channels that are just like, it's not Star Wars. You know, we're screenshotting everything. It's like, this doesn't look like Star Wars. You know, that's a bit much, bro. Pick up a book and read it. You know, pick up a comic and play a video game. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of things that you can see that Andor does similar to the expanded universe, which I love Andor for.
Yeah. I think also my biggest criticism is something that I've echoed throughout the podcast when we've talked about it, is that these time skips are just killer, honestly. Like, it's something that if we were to get more time with these characters, like, it would have been so rich to see these plot
Wait, you
points
didn't
where
like
you
the time skips?
no I like I think like and there's not
Should
really
have
a
been
whole
five
lot that
seasons. Should have
yeah
been five seasons.
there's not a
Should have
whole
been
lot
five
they could have
seasons.
done. Like, there's not a whole lot they could have done about it, obviously, because Tony Gilroy and Diego Luna decided they didn't want to spend their entire lives doing this project, which is understandable. But like, it's just something that, like, it's a little bit jarring at first, and you kind of have to put the pieces together. And like, as a viewer, sometimes you may not want to do all of that work basically to watch it, and you kind of have to figure out going from spot to spot to spot. But yeah, that's just something that, like, every time you started a new arc, it's jarring. Like, okay, now what's going on? Like, what happened? Someone just died last episode, and now, like, there's not even a mention of it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no aftermath to any of the stuff that happens on these cliffhangers.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of disagree that, you know, it would have been better with five seasons, because I don't know, with the time skips, I kind of liked how structured each arc was, and how I felt like because it was structured with the year skip, it was kind of easy to like follow along. And like, yeah, it took a little bit at the beginning to like kind of see where these characters are, but I did like the structure of the 3 episode release with the
Well,
year skip. And I
I don't
feel
know if,
like, oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I don't know if you need, like, you don't have to abandon that style of storytelling. Like, within a year, there could be four arcs or three arcs, like, per season. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking about Saw Gerrera, and Willman, I think, is that's his name, right? Willman,
Yeah,
where
well,
he
the
is with
boy.
Saw Gerrera, and then the next season he's not, like, or the next arc he's not, like, no mention of Saul, no mention of like any of the story that he went through. Like, that's the weakest point of the show that I see. Not that it's a bad thing, you know, that because I think for what they were given, they did the best that they could with it. But that is the show that, hey, they said it was going to be five seasons and now it's not. So it's like, that's something that we
Gotcha.
thought we were going
Yeah. Oh, he cut
to
out.
get that we're not.
Oh, you cut
Yeah.
out a little bit at the end. I get that. I think it might, like, I see your point with like the arcs and stuff. I now just thinking about five seasons, I feel like it would have just been more of a slow burn, and that was already like a criticism of the show, was like things took a while to, you know, get going. Like I feel like there was 5 seasons, like that's just kind of a lot. Maybe if it was another like a third, maybe just a third season. But I don't know, thinking now, I feel like 5 seasons might have been a little too long, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah, Diego's like what, pushing 40, or maybe he is 40, you know. So I think at
Yeah.
the end of that, he's gonna be like 50 something, you know. So it's not gonna be the same Cassian we see in Rogue One, you know, where he's
Yeah.
like practically like 20 years younger. So yeah, there's a lot of that, you know. And I have to agree with Connor, honestly, because there's times where, you know, the whole Bix and Cassian thing, where Cassian killed the soldier, the Imperial soldier, because it recognized Bix. So it's just like, oh, okay, this is a conversation that we're having, and we didn't see that. This is just a fabricated conflict that we have after seeing the first 3 episodes, or first, you know, 6 episodes, when they're in the the house on Coruscant. So yeah, that was clearly going to be the weakest part of the show, because it went from 5 seasons to two.
Gotcha. And maybe those things that they talked about would have been probably arcs, or would have been shown if they were given the proper time. But yeah, with the constraints, I guess that's how they had to go. But I will say, I did like some of the dialogue there. Like, you know, kind of like, I mean, that was one of the best parts of the show, is just the dialogue in general, and how these, you know, these characters, you know, interact with each other and talk about things. So I kind of see what you guys are saying, but I don't know. I just liked, maybe I liked more of like the three episode chunk at a time instead of just like one-offs, like it wasn't season one. Maybe because like when we got them in the three episode chunks, it was just you could just binge it all. It was like all about this like one or two plot points, and it was just kind of easy for me to like, watch in chunks and follow along.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen Arcane. I don't even play
Nah.
League of Legends, but I love animation, and that's what they were doing on Netflix is they were releasing it in arcs. One of the animes that I was affiliated with is coming out later this year and on Netflix, and that's also going to be released in arcs. And I think if you want to attract audiences to binge this, so you don't have to wait weeks for like a first episode of the first episode of the second season of Andor, where it is slow, or the first three episodes, just like the first season of Andor are pretty slow. I think that works out best for an audience that is usually used to binging something after a while. So it works. It can work. And I think it still worked for the Andor season
Yeah,
two
I
at
think
the
it
end of the
worked well.
day, even though I would absolutely have preferred to see the Gorman arc be an entire season, and including the final three episodes. I would have loved to see that be an entire season,
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But all right. So, how about let's pivot now to something that's been kind of a craze in comment sections on Instagram, on Twitter, on everything. Hashtag Battlefront 3. We want Battlefront 3. So this has been kind of trending right now all over the internet of people just begging EA to make a third Battlefront game. And I don't know about you guys, but I played the crap out of Battlefront 2. Connor, I can remember many a nights and even all-nighters we pulled in college just playing Battlefront 2 with each other. The game was so much fun. And I would love a Battlefront 3. And my question to you guys is, do you think this is actually going to happen? Do you think EA is going to listen to fans? Or do you think this is just very wishful thinking from people? Because I would definitely love a third Battlefront, but I just don't think we're going to get it.
I mean, from all things that I've seen and things that I've heard, that it's like not on the table. Like I don't know exactly all the studio stuff. Like, I would defer to Dagavir on that. You're super knowledgeable about all of the details, but like my gut says, like, hey, they weren't planning for this to even like be a thing. So like, who knows if it'll be a thing 6 months from now if people are playing, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. I think it may be better if they just update Battlefront 2, like if they just start doing that. But like, Dagger, I'll defer to you on this because you're the expert.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me
Appreciate
bring in my
that.
expert, like Luthen, with the
Yeah. So, all
we call him
right, here's
that.
the deal. There was a tweet a while ago, and someone was talking about how EA, as usual, is laying off people, and the only games that they were really funding was like the Next Jedi game and something about Apex and something else. But that just means the games that are currently in development. And development takes a very, very long time. They could be talking about these things on script. How are they going to do this? What's going to happen? Are we going to do Battlefront 3? What's the story? Things like that. Like, that is very early development process where it's not even greenlit yet. Like, it's literally just people talking together and there's meetings, and those meetings last a year, maybe two, depending on what's going on. The problem with Battlefront is the reception has been so loud, guys. This isn't just like people posting comments. Guys, this is like the most played game for Star Wars like this entire year. This like the most it's the most player count this game has ever seen since
It's
launch. Like, that
crazy.
is not something,
Yeah.
bro. And mind you, this game has had one of the worst video game launches in the
Oh, it was
history of
bad.
video games.
Yeah, I think
Yeah,
people
to the
forget
point.
that. It was terrible. Yeah.
It was so bad. It was, and to the point that there was controversy among that because of loot boxes, where it literally made the entire gaming industry pivot to battle
Yeah,
passes. So,
microtransactions. Yeah.
yes. So that, like, there is a lot of darkness around EA having to get back into Battlefront, but you can still make money off of this shit because these people are still willing to play this game. It has the greatest comeback story, maybe in video game history. I'm not sure a game has come back as hard as this. But Connor brings up a really good point. Are people still going to be playing this when the Fortnite season is over? Are people still going to be playing this and saying Battlefront 3 at the end of the year? And there are devs that used to work on this, from Ben to the game director to everybody. Like, they want to come back. and bring the team back and make this game. You kidding me? You have people that literally want to genuinely come back after everything that happened with this game and play like that, bro. Like they are right there. And yes, I think the correct thing to do is not make Battlefront 3 right now, but to get a skeleton crew and update Battlefront 2. There are so many assets in that game that's not been released. You know, yeah, Ahsoka, Asajj Ventress, and Jango, all these other things, you
Yeah.
know. But like, where are the Royal Guards? You know, like where are those in? Where are the execution
Or
troopers
new
from First
maps.
Order? Yeah, you know, like
There's just
there is
more.
so much. Yeah, there is so much that you could do. And one thing they haven't done too is they haven't, in my opinion, got enough balls to do is bring in Legends characters. Bring in Legends characters. Why not, bro? Everybody knows Revan. Everybody knows Bane. You know, everybody knows all these characters from the expanded universe, like Starkiller. I don't see the problem with doing this with this game where you have Darth Vader fighting in the Clone Wars. Like, you know, like that's a thing. You pick that hero and you're playing that character in that game, bro. The money is there. They will make so much money if they finally get to do this. But I think there's a possibility that if Battlefront 3 happens, and I know this is a long segment, but it probably won't happen with EA. Star Wars is going to step in. Disney's going to step in. And they're going to be like, yo, we're making money off this shit, whether you like it or not. And they're going to bring someone to make that game. Whether it's Respawn or somebody else, I don't know. But this game will happen. I just don't know when.
Yeah, and another thing, like you kind of brought up Daggerfire, is like it's gonna take time to build this game, so it could be years. Like I said, development can take a long time, and even story pitching can take a long time. So it could be years until we see this. And then if we do, like you kind of noted and we talked about, is Battlefront 2's launch was terrible, and that is always gonna worry me, especially if EA makes this. But we'll have to see, and. Even if they did in the meantime update Battlefront 2, like that'd be a no-brainer at this point from a money perspective, from just even like doing like security updates. Like I saw some videos online of like people hacking the game because it hasn't been updated in a couple years, and they kind of like ruin it for people. So even if they just did like a little maintenance, I think that would just kind of keep the momentum up and keep the hype up if they
And why
were
not do
in the
both?
meantime to,
Yeah.
in the meantime, like update Battlefront 2 while you're making Battlefront 3, like kind of keep the hype train going. Like Dagger said, this is the most played Star Wars game of the year, and there's been so many Star Wars games that have come out since Battlefront 2. What
Yeah.
like the Squadron game,
Oh, don't get me started,
Jedi
please.
Survivor, all of that stuff. Even what's that game? The about like the bounty hunter. Like underworld kind of thing. Like nobody's playing that.
1313
People are
completely
playing,
canceled.
yeah, Battlefront 2. And that's what, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's so insane that it hasn't happened yet. I understand why it hasn't happened yet, but I feel like someone needs to step in and get this stuff going because my problem with Star Wars video games right now, and I am very unrelenting when it comes to Star Wars video games. I hold back about the things I don't like when it comes to the expanded universe and the movies, but I'm tired of this shit, bro. I'm tired of getting a video game that is online multiplayer that isn't supported. Every single video game that has come out has been single player. Even the brand new stuff, Zero Company that's coming out, Star Wars Outlaws, Jedi Fallen Order. Where is my multiplayer duel, you know, that we can do for that, just like the Jedi Knight Academy back in the day? And you're telling me that the most popular, most demanded game, Battlefront, doesn't even have a skeleton crew working on that game to support it when there is clearly a huge following, bro. Even when this game wasn't at its peak, people were still playing this game. Like
People
they
were
would do this
complaining.
every single year. Every single year, man. Like, such a slap in the face to anyone that actually loves this stuff. Star Wars fans do not have a single Star Wars multiplayer game that is supported outside of Star Wars: The Old Republic. And that game is like irrelevant because not a lot of people have a PC and it's not on console. So who's playing that game? You know,
Yeah,
the
no.
console, in my opinion, has a lot of the people. That's why it's, you know, it's the cheapest form. You know, not everybody can get a PC. And the game doesn't even have crossplay, bro. This game doesn't have crossplay in an age of crossplay. Like, what are we doing, guys? What are we doing?
Yeah,
Really?
that'd be a great thing to add is crossplay, so we could play together. That'd be
Yes.
yeah.
Yes. It really is a slap in the face. It's a slap in the face to all Star Wars fans, and like it still goes back to even stuff that we've seen in these like live action projects. It's effort. Like it's disrespectful to
the fans that you put out these projects sometimes haphazardly, just like, oh hey, we made this game, oh we'll fix it later. Like that stuff is it's bullshit, and it's something that has to change. And I mean, hopefully Andor can start pointing everybody in that right direction, where it's, hey, if you put effort into Star Wars, you'll get tremendous return. And The Mandalorian too, like the first 2 seasons of The Mandalorian, like, and I know everybody like that is not shit on The Mandalorian, but I'm just saying like those effort, you could tell the effort that was put in that show, and people flock to it. It's the most popular show on Disney Plus. Like it just goes to show that if you build it, they will come.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Say that again, baby. I love that shit. Yes. Yes. I that's a Field of Dreams, so I understand. And like, bro, like you could do stuff. You could literally take notes from Fortnite. Okay, you don't want to do Revan? Well, give me Revan skin for Kylo Ren. You know, give me a Darth Malgus skin for Darth Vader. You know, give me a Vitiate skin for Palpatine. You know, there's so many things that you can do,
Yeah,
bro,
little
and you're
stuff
just
to keep
sitting there.
audiences engaged. And that's what Fortnite
God.
does a great job of with the seasons. Even with like little stuff they do, they're able to create hype for people to flock to their game still. And Battlefront 2 could take notes on that with, like you just said, like just new skins, new maps, anything like that, just to keep people engaged.
Yeah, the amount of
Yeah,
times
man.
that the amount of times that I have played Fortnite like religiously,
Uh-oh.
stopped playing, came back because of something, stopped, came back, stopped, came back, stopped, came back, stopped, came back. Like the amount of times that I've basically what I was saying was that I've stopped playing Fortnite and then returned because of something is like infinite. Like that's something that Battlefront could do.
Yeah,
Yes.
for
Yes.
sure. Yeah. Oh,
Yes.
go ahead,
I
Daggy.
Fortnite for yeah, no, I'm just saying like Fortnite is the best Star Wars game, multiplayer Star Wars game right now. Like it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's not even a Star Wars game. And I'm not even saying that like to be an ass, bro, but that's what's happening here. You got 2026 next year that's coming out, and they're literally putting Star Wars, the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge theme park in there for Fortnite. What are we doing? I mean, I understand if Disney wants to make money that way because yes, that's a very good money. I mean, I spent just about every single dollar to get, you know, Darth Jar Jar and, you know, Dark Rey and everything else because I like it. I don't have Battlefront. I don't have like Battlefront is not doing that, you know? So that is my itch. That's my drug. You know, I love Star Wars. I mean, look around. You know, this shit means a lot to
Oh,
me,
you
you
like
know?
Star Wars?
So
I
and
didn't know.
yeah, dude. You look like a Star Wars fan, you know?
No
So
offense.
yeah. So it's just like, why do I not have a Star Wars multiplayer game? You know, like, what are we doing, bro? Like, it's, bro, the amount of stuff that you can do in, and even for Battlefront 2, the game came out in 2017 and
That's
still looks
crazy.
better than modern day shooters. Still looks better than
8
90% of the
years
games that
ago.
have come out.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Why are we just letting it rot, bro? It's insane, man.
Yeah, it's
I can't
insane.
do anymore.
One other thing to bring up, it's got me thinking when you were dropping some of the old school games, it got me thinking back in the day when we were growing up. I swear there'd be a new Star Wars game every like 2 seconds. With how many different games I remember, like Bounty Hunter, Battlefront 1, 2, Republic Commando, oh, like things like that. I really just came out all the time. And now these days, you know, I feel like the like Star Wars games are kind of sometimes, you know, put to the side and not like fully fleshed out or given the proper investment. So at
It's just
EA,
expensive.
yeah,
Yeah,
that too.
it's just expensive, man. Like even with the little exposure that I have, like it is stupidly expensive just to get these things rolling. Even like hiring writers, bro, and getting people that actually know coding. It's just like everything is so expensive. Before, you know, you had LucasArts, you know, and they were making, you know, Lucasfilm games and
Yeah.
everything else. And yeah, there is like three games like a year probably coming out, you know. And yeah, man, it's just I understand. I get it, but why are we allowing this to stop us from making money? You know,
And we know
like
they like money,
it's
so this would
yeah, man,
be a great way.
this Star Wars IP can be so lucrative, and I've probably talked by myself in the shower so many times about like how we could literally mimic Pokemon. Like you have Pokemon this, you have Pokemon that. It makes the most money out of like any IP franchise. And you have Marvel sitting here, they got a brand new fighting game coming out. Star Wars can do that. They have a freaking hero shooter. Star Wars can do that. Finally, we're getting a tactical game. Obviously, there's so many things that Star Wars can do. I do not understand why we do not have every single genre that's a Star Wars game out right now with Disney. Like, I don't know, man. I don't
Do
know.
you think it's that Disney doesn't find value in it.
I just think that investment is a lot, bro. Like, do you know, the reason why? I mean, a lot of people get really upset for Disney talking and announcing movies. Those things have been in production for years. They had writers and sit there, and they finally got this going to say, finally, it's moving. Oh, there's a scheduling error. Oh no, now we got to move over because COVID. Now we got tariffs. And that's just like the obvious things. So I just think stuff is like really expensive, bro. Like you have to spend money to make money, and these companies are laying people off like crazy because they don't want to lose money. And so it's everything's a question of money, bro. That's why George Lucas was funding everything when he was a part of this, And that's just not the same now. We have companies running this. You got Disney, you got Lucas. It's not Lucasfilm anymore. It's Disney. They have freedom, but like, I just think things could be a lot better if they had a multiplayer game like Fortnite, where they could just be raking in the cash, or FIFA. You know how much Ultimate Team makes EA every freaking year? I used to spend money on that shit every single paycheck
Team of
because I
the
was
season.
addicted to it. Yeah, from like 2011 to like 2014. Bro, I had to compete with people that have Ronaldo, Benzema, and Messi. Like, I needed them on
You're a
my team
legends
too,
team.
But that's what I'm saying is like, bro, like every single game that you could do that in Star Wars, like even if I just had like a casual hangout thing and I could play with like a character, or a Mandalorian co-op game open world with four players on every server, like, what the hell are we doing, guys? Spend the money and make the damn money. I don't care if you sell it for $60 and update it every year like Battlefront should have been. I will sit there and wait because finally, at least you're committing to this shit, Because that's what I want. Loyalty, baby. You got the IP. Start using the IP, man.
All right. Star Wars EA, this is our official announcement. Make Battlefront 3 and make Star Wars games great again. All right. So let's move on then to the last kind of topic. I know, Daggerview, you wanted to talk about this. We talked about it a little earlier with the kind of Andor purists and kind of some hate on Dave Filoni. You kind of want to kick this one off?
Yeah, actually, I want to see Connor because Connor is and you are quite large Andor enthusiasts, and I think, anyone that watches this, they know how much of a loudmouth I am, and I'm very expressive. But I want to see someone that is more calm and, actually can speak words correctly to help people understand why people are tarnishing this legacy of, and not just Dave Filoni, but like Jon Favreau and everybody else that's committed to working and creating great Star Wars stories that we have. What is going on?
I can start this one off. I think a lot of people's anger just comes from the high quality that Andor is, and then just the some of the disappointment with some of the more recent shows like Book of Boba Fett, Ahsoka, Obi-Wan, things like that. And I think that's where it comes from, is like Andor was so good and so well produced, and then like Kenobi looked cheap at times. The story, like there's a bunch of criticisms you could make. Like I enjoyed those shows. Don't get me wrong, but I can see where like some people's frustrations because their expectations were, a lot higher for those kind of characters that are so loved by the Star Wars community, and then people were kind of disappointed by those things. So I think that's kind of where it's starting from. What about you, Connor?
Yeah, I think it's tough to kind of put into words because it's almost like a social media thing to do where it's
Oh, just hate.
so it's not even specifically hate, but it's like the peaks are like the best thing ever. It's so hyperbolic in the way that people express the way they feel about projects. And whether or not it's like clickbaity is up the different people, but there is this sense of like, hey, Andor is so good, like why would I even watch any of the other stuff? Like, and I don't know exactly why people are doing that. Like, I understand the sentiment that some people believe that Andor is the best Star Wars project. I mean, I've cut out right there, but I understand how people believe that, like, Andor is the best Star Wars project, like everything else is shit. Like that's not the way to go about it. And I was talking, and I said this line. I've said this line a couple of times, but in Dagobah's stream last night, I said Star Wars is a buffet, and that speaks so profoundly to me because I think that just lets me enjoy stuff more and not feel bad for not enjoying something. Because like, hey, I don't want the seafood part of this buffet, like, but I love this steak. Like, steak's my favorite thing ever. Like, dialogue could be your favorite thing in Star Wars, and Andor is super heavy on dialogue. It does it really well, so that shoots it all the way up. So it's just something. It's almost like a mindset I think a lot of people have where they just like to shit on things if it's worse than what they like.
Yeah, and we live in the era of social media. So like everything that you see, even though you don't follow this person, like you're gonna get like all those stupid people asking for Exar Kun and Andor. What are you talking about? This is real writing. You know, it's like, bro, like what? Come on, man. You know, like why are we doing this to each other, bro? It's so frustrating to me because especially me, you know, I'm gonna be pushing 40, okay? You know, so I grew up with 2005. In Revenge of the Sith coming out, I remember going to school every day and having these people bitch and complain about Hayden Christensen's
People
acting,
did not
you
like
know.
that. Yeah,
And
yeah.
to me, it's the same mentality right here, which is like, no, this is not Star Wars. Star Wars is more than just lightsabers and the Force. Yeah, bro, you're right. Like, you're right, but like, why are we weaponizing that now? Like, what happened, bro? You know, like every time I watch the first three episodes of Andor, and I think it's like the second episode where he's on Yavin, and you don't know it's Yavin yet, and they're all fighting amongst each other, bro. It's just like, bro, this is Twitter. Like, this is just Twitter, bro. Like, we're all Star Wars fans, but like, we are not. Like, we're not like, like we're fighting each other so much, man. And it's just, I just think it weakens us so much with like whatever we're trying to do. We all love Star Wars at the end of the day, so why are we eating each other? You know, I think in season one, Saw Gerrera says something like really well. He's like, aren't you tired? Or maybe it's Luthen. He's like, aren't you tired of like fighting with people you agree with? You know, like what the hell are we doing, guys? Is this what it is? We like this shit so much that we just want to see someone like Dave Filoni, who's literally like salvaged everything he could from animation to bring these characters over here. Now it's bad. Yes, he's got flaws, bro. Yes, he's got issues, and I want to talk about some things in a little bit. But like, this guy's on our team. This is friendly fire, bro. You know, we need to help improve. Yes, critique, but like, why are we bringing these people down, man? Why are we bringing each other down like this, man?
It's been a problem throughout the entire fandom. Well, for almost, I'm guessing forever. Like,
Oh,
specifically
forever.
with the prequels too. Specifically with the prequels too, like all of the
Yeah,
actors
all of the old
got
heads
so much hate.
hated episode 1, 2, 3. I literally work with a guy that like hates the prequels because like grew up in the 70s. Like, oh, look at me. Like, I had real Star Wars. Hayden Christensen sucks. He literally says the same stuff he just said. It's funny as hell. But one line that's always stuck with me is nobody hates Star Wars more than Star Wars fans. I feel like have you guys heard that line before? I've heard that a couple times, and it's so true that like I feel like Star Wars fans just like in their head like create this idea of how Star Wars should be, and anything that isn't air quote Star Wars is a problem. Like I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, yeah, like I don't love I hate when people use that. Like, no one
Yeah,
hates
I
Star
hear that
Wars
a
fans more than
lot.
Star Wars fans because
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time the majority of people that like Star Wars actually do like Star Wars. And there's a loud minority that just shit on everything. So if you're in Twitter, if you're on TikTok, like the stuff that you'll see is most likely like hyperbolic stuff that you see across. So like a lot of the people that aren't very active on social media, and a lot of the people that I've spoken to, like coworkers and stuff like that, like a lot of the stuff that they watch, like, yeah, that was good. Like, you know what I mean? Not a lot of it, unless you've been influenced by like toxic YouTube. And I think we've all been down that road before. I mean, I was influenced by toxic YouTubers and was starting to like spewed stuff like when I was in high school, like things like it's something that I think a lot of people
Yeah.
that you see a loud minority.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. And I think that's where a lot of the anger comes from, is because like, you know, hey bro, I'm not gonna lie, I was someone that was like, the Great Jedi is real. I know it is, you know. But that's, you know, when you actually pick up a Knights of the Old Republic campaign book, and then you read like the Great Jedi is actually not about using both sides of the Force at all. It's just about disregarding the council and following the Force yourself. Very similar to a
Sounds like a
Wake
way
Seeker,
seeker.
actually.
Shot on the
You
bow.
know, and so I think a lot of that stems from, yes, content creation, influence, YouTube comments, posts and threads and, Twitter, whatever the hell they want to call it these days. And it's very frustrating to consistently run into these people, both positive and negative. Like today I just made a whole video about why the New Republic is useless. It's a clickbait. I have to play the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game, So, but
Course,
like
yeah.
it's this,
Hell
yeah,
yeah.
it's this whole it's this whole thing where like in the comments, it's like, bro, just because I put this title doesn't mean you get to make your shitty ass remarks about what you hate, And like, oh, this is too woke, or like, this isn't canon. It is canon, bitch. It is, bro. Like, deal with it. I got the new Jedi Order right here, bro. It's all here. It's not deleted.
It's
It's
still here.
going. It's still here, bro. If you like what you like, that's fine, man. But don't allow this, or this self-righteous whatever that you're on, chaotic good, just to take other people's happiness away. Like I like the Ahsoka show because of Hayden Christensen, but I understand that that show, it has a lot of flaws. Like, did you see the choreography? Especially in the finale? Oh my God. Did you see the first two episodes? I don't know why I needed a rerun of, Star Wars Rebels. I really have my critiques, but like, I really hate how every opportunity now, whether it's a trailer, a video game, we all just gotta quote, tweet something and say, I don't like this. I don't like this. Yeah, and you shouldn't like it either.
And that's the part. That's the part. That last part is what is the problem. It's fine for you to go, I don't like this. But when you say, hey, you shouldn't like it either, that's when there's a problem. Everybody has the right
Oh,
to
you have to
express
agree
their
with me
opinion.
for the complex.
And it's everybody's a Sith Lord. Like it's like everybody's a Sith Lord deceiving people. Like it's they're all Phantom Menaces. It's crazy, bro. I just like I did not know that we all like Star Wars. Could have fooled me. I don't know. Damn, dude. But yeah, I really don't like it. But one thing I wanted to bring up was the Dave Filoni hate again. And there was an interview about Timothy Zahn, who was doing something for his books that were coming out. And if anybody reads the New Canon, I got him right behind me. You see my little blue boy shrine over there with with
Is
Neil and then both
that Nabal?
Thrawns.
Yes,
Yeah,
Neil.
I got Thrawn in the middle. And I love Thrawn. Thrawn is my boy. Mithra Naridu. And we all know that Thrawn is a very different character in the expanded universe. He's not one-dimensional at all. But when you watch animation and live action, he is very freaking evil. Like this, there is. I am not going to be the lawyer defending him in Star Wars court.
No supplement.
So yeah, but Timothy Zahn was very outspoken about how Disney, well, specifically Dave Filoni, wants absolutely no influence, on writing this character going forward. And I am taken back by that quite a bit. That does make me sad because Dave Filoni to me is also one of us. He's a fan. Like this guy was cosplaying Plo Koon in Revenge of the Sith, in the line for Revenge of the Sith, like so the expanded universe matters to him to a point. But I don't know. I do feel like at times, maybe because people have hated George and everything else so much that there is a type of defense mechanism where he believes that he has to bolster his writing to the point where, yeah, I can't do the comics and books because people are just going to shit on me no matter what. So I just need to write. I need to write whatever it is, even if people think it's bad. I need to write. Is it going to be good? I don't know because I'm bringing Sabine and Ahsoka. She's died so many times, and then Bo-Katan and whatever else. These are his characters. So I don't have a problem with it like everybody else does, but there's definitely a problem where things are going to get stale and you have to make a choice. When do you start using 40 plus years of the expanded universe? Even like 10 plus years of the new canon, because there's good shit in the new canon too, So I don't know what's going to break, but I don't like people shitting on Filoni, and I also don't like Dave Filoni giving people the opportunity to shit on him, That makes any sense.
You got it, Connor.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I do. I have my gripes with Dave Filoni with his live action, a lot of the live action stuff recently. But there's no excuse for people to just like shit on kind of everything that he's done, because he has done a lot of really, really good stuff. He's brought Clone Wars season
Clone
seven
Wars,
from the
dude.
grave. Like that was him. Like he's created some of my favorite characters.
Dude, Ahsoka.
But there's just a point where like you don't want someone's ego to become too much where they don't accept support from other people. The person who created the character, well, not he didn't Timothy. Did Timothy Zahn create the throne? Did Was that his
Yes,
character from the
yeah,
beginning?
that's his character. Heir to the
Okay, yeah,
Empire. Yeah, that's all him.
like the person who created the character should probably have some sort of influence or some sort of take on how you should be treating him in live action, where everybody can see him. Like that, I think, is a naive step to take for Dave Filoni. But there's just like a middle area for everything where you don't have to shit on him the most, and he's not the best thing of all time ever. Like he's made mistakes. He will make more mistakes. Like we just, I wish there was a little bit more gray area and nuance to a lot of these takes that I see,
Yeah,
which there's no
there.
room for that. There's no room for that in content creation. There's not
Yeah,
really
no,
that much
it's
room
the
for
high and the
that.
low. There's no middle. There's no middle.
But I think that's the good about our personalities, is because I see you guys more on the positive side. I'm positive neutral at times, I would
I wouldn't even say
say.
no. Here's the deal, I wouldn't even say you're on like that neg. You're not even close to that negative side.
Yeah,
Like
no.
you make a conscious, you make Because
a
people
conscious
don't
effort.
understand. Go on, Connor. I'll finish. I'm
Yeah,
not
you make a
cutting you off.
conscious effort to say, "Hey, I don't like this." That doesn't mean you don't have to like it. It's not the worst thing of all time. Like you preface all a lot of like almost all the things that you do, and you say, "Hey, but it like if it's your jam, like that's your jam." That's all you have to do as a responsible content creator, a responsible fan, to say, "Hey, my opinion is not your opinion, and I don't have to say that it is anybody's opinion. It's just mine."
Yes, because when we're talking about Last Jedi mentioned, The Last Jedi, like there are a lot of people that like it. But I also acknowledge there are a lot of people that think that movie derailed the entire franchise. I agree with the most realistic takes from that, but the thing is like, I don't need to shoot someone because of it. I don't need to, whatever, go to war with this person because of it. And even something with like Dave Filoni, where like, yes, Ahsoka is my favorite series, not the best. That doesn't mean the best, but like, even with all the issues that I have with what Dave Filoni is doing, what Timothy Zahn brought up, I still want to help this guy make the best Star Wars story ever, And it just seems like, yes, people just want to shit on them. And they also want people to agree with them, not to the
They
point
want
where
them to
it's like,
fail.
like they should be taking Dave Filoni's spot. Like, bro, like you guys don't even know what Dave Filoni has been doing behind the scenes. You know how many times this guy's probably stuck up for Kathleen Kennedy when no one else was? Like, and of course, no one's gonna know about that because we're not in the room where it happens. But like, man, there's stuff I'm pretty sure that people are gonna go crazy if it ever gets out that maybe Dave Filoni helped out with or Dave Filoni did. Like even Sam Witwer was talking about how Dave Filoni directed the entire Darth Vader scene in Rogue One. Is that bad? I don't think that's bad. I think that's one of the best Darth Vader shit that we've gotten, if Sam Witwer is telling the truth. I don't think he doesn't seem as like a freaking liar. He seems like one of the
Yeah,
people that
no, he's a
probably knows
huge Star
Star
Wars
Wars.
nerd. Yeah, definitely.
So it's stuff like that where it's like, yes, Dave Filoni's human, but he's also, he's human and he makes mistakes, but he's also on our side, guys. And why are we trying to kill this guy? Because if it's him next, who are you gonna attack next? Like there's no one else right now, bro. Tony Gilroy isn't gonna come in and save every single Star Wars project. That's not how
No,
it's gonna happen.
he's even said that, he has no plans like at the moment to come back to Star Wars. So like we have Dave Filoni and we should obviously, not just, like or hate on everything, but we should support, his vision for Star Wars. And like we talked earlier, Clone Wars is one of the best things from Star Wars, in my opinion. And he directed all of that. And I just hope the next projects that he comes out with, are as good. But
But
yeah,
here's the
I
deal.
do
Also,
think.
with the Clone
Oh, go
Wars,
ahead.
there's some really good stuff and there's some really not good
Yeah, there
stuff.
are. Like,
Oh
you
my
have
God.
to.
To remember that he is not perfect.
Yeah, no,
Like,
he's not.
even Rebels, like the first season, I think, is very, 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 very slow. I can't get
Oops,
past the
what's
first
going
two
on with your
seasons of The
mic?
Clone. Oh, is something going on?
I can't get past the first two
Oh,
seasons of
yeah?
The Clone.
Is it mine?
Is that you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, sounded like a holo transmission.
Oh, really?
Oh,
What about
say,
now?
yeah, that's better. That's better. That's better.
I see now. It just switched my microphone.
But yeah,
Really has.
that's a
Now
good
it's
point,
different.
Connor. Is like, I love Clone Wars, and Clone Wars is great, but there's definitely like some not good stuff about Clone
Like, you'll
Wars.
remember the best stuff. You'll
Yeah.
remember the best stuff. We just don't think that much about the bad stuff, which is totally fine. Like, you don't have to
Yeah.
think about the stuff you don't know.
Yeah, the sun. Oh, go
Like,
ahead.
we just have to remember.
Sorry, you guys are cutting out on me. Okay. Technology issues. Oh, goodness.
Is my mic better or is it still the same?
No, you're good. You're good,
Okay.
Dagger.
All right.
But in summary, Dave Filoni is, really important to Star Wars. He's done some good stuff. He's done some bad stuff. We shouldn't just like, drag him in the dirt for, And that's just, some like we talked about, just some of these Andor purists and hate online just now going for Dave Filoni's neck, which I think is a little, unjustified. But I am optimistic for Ahsoka season two. I am excited to see, what he does with that. And I've heard it's supposed to lead into this new kind of Mando verse, Filoni verse, like movie. So I'm excited to see what happens there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I will say though, while I appreciate everybody from, whether from Kathleen Kennedy to everything, and I acknowledge their mistakes from Dave Filoni or whatever else, like, when are we going to allow these people that have been writing these expanded universe books, and comics and video games to start writing animation, to start writing live action? Like, there is a team here that we've put faith into to keep consistency and cohesiveness to the expanded universe of Star Wars, which is extremely important, or at least they make it out to be. Why are we not allowing these people to step in and write stories? Is it because they haven't been there when they weren't picked, like Dave Filoni handpicked from George Lucas? Is that the problem? If that is the problem, I think that needs to change. I don't feel like just anybody can write Star Wars. You can't just be a fan. Because I think that's one of the reasons why I did not like The Last Jedi is because I felt like someone was given too much power and made too many choices that probably shouldn't have been made. But you could say that for every show, including The Acolyte and including Ahsoka, So when is that going to happen where it's like a full-fledged effort of writers that care about this stuff, whether it's Legends and New Canon, coming together to make the next 20 years of Star Wars stories? When is that going to happen?
That would be the dream.
I think there is going to be a void of Star Wars animation too in the next however long. Like, we don't have a project that's like, hey, there's going to be this many years of this season, this show. Like, we get Tales, which is like
What about
by.
Visions? Is that technically that's technically animation?
Yeah, but that's not like. It isn't, correct me if I'm wrong, but Visions is like just giving the IP to the studios to be able to use, right?
There is a lot of rules that are involved because, it's not canon, but there are stories that can fit in canon. And I think, given the process, the Ninth Jedi series was just announced at Star Wars Celebration. So it's no longer just Star Wars Visions. Star Wars Visions is like a pitch deck to like see who is really going to be taking these stories into the next generation, because these are some very talented creators and writers. So who's to say that one episode that you like the Ronin or the Village Bride, may not become a series? And I think the Village Bride can be canon. I think the Ninth Jedi, further into the year, can also be canon, even with its like glow stick lightsaber stuff. Even something like the Ronin, with the depictions of legends and how it looks aesthetically, it could just be the form of a storytelling, like you're reading it from a legends book, So I think that there's a lot that they can do creatively, and Lucasfilm Animation doesn't need to hold the weight of making shows all the time like that. I think that's why you create something like Visions.
Yeah, I think I think there's a really big opportunity for these like stories that are coming over from Legends to be told in that format. I think that's probably the best format that they could be told in. So yeah, I think there's a huge opportunity there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I actually think Visions is slept on, especially the first season. I think that there's
Yeah.
so many talented people in there. There's so many good stories. Animation, you can get away with so much stuff, which is why the Ronin is so popular, which is why the Elder was amazing. You know, is this Old Republic, High Republic? What is
Yeah.
this? You
Yeah.
know, even something like La Pinocho, where I'm not a furry person, you know, but there's a lot of people that really like that character and that story. It's a great story, you know. But I'm Village Bride and Ronin through and through, you
Village
know.
Bride is
Yeah.
Village Bride.
Like F, that character, not that's her name, F. That character F is, in my opinion, like has so much potential. She's like Star Wars Visions, Luke Skywalker and Ahsoka. Like it is so interesting that her dynamic where she's sitting there and she's having this problem with like, am I a Jedi? Am I not a Jedi? Order 66. And I know people hate Order 66, but like when she, you know, ignites her lightsaber, she's, I am a Jedi. Like, bro, it's just like this character is so powerful. Who's to say that character isn't gonna be in like Mandalorian season four or something? You know, that character could still exist. That's the way that I would implement that in some way. People don't know it. Is this a Jedi? Is this a bounty hunter? Is this a smuggler? Whatever it is, but you better be giving me series of these characters, man, because if we're just doing one-offs, that's not something I feel like is truly gonna benefit the Star Wars universe, man.
Yeah, for sure. It would be nice to, have some more expansion on those on these series. And good point from both of you. It gives like Visions kind of gives, these studios and a chance to kind of almost like prove themselves. And now we're seeing with Ninth Jedi that that is being made. So that's pretty exciting stuff. Cool. Well, all right, guys. I think we've been going for about an hour.
Yeah, close to it.
So I think this is time to cut it off for today's episode. If you've been listening this far, thank you so much. Now that Andor's over, I think we'll kind of continue here and there to release these podcasts, talk about various things, any like new Star Wars updates, anything else that we want to discuss and talk about further. I know in the
The
past,
Last Jedi. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm down. I'm
I'm
down.
down.
I will throw all the hands and I'm prepared to catch them.
Yeah, we
So,
got come get the notes ready, get the knuckles cracked, get ready to go.
there's gonna be a lot for that one because I'm gonna be, whew, yeah. So,
Yeah, you're talking cool. Yeah,
respectfully.
respectfully, it's gonna be a respectful
Respectfully.
discussion. It's not gonna
Yeah.
be like our all the
Yeah.
TikTok
I'm gonna be
comments.
passionate. I'm gonna say
Yeah.
some stuff, but even still, I still think that if that movie just made one different decision, the reception would be different. And I guess
For
we'll have
sure.
to talk about that when
Yeah,
we
we'll have to
do.
go into that further,
Yeah.
but yeah, you guys want to shout, your handles out, anything like that?
Yep. TikTok is Jedi.Connor, as well as YouTube and Instagram is Jedi.Connor underscore. I didn't get that one.
Let's go. Yeah, at Lord Dagavir everywhere. We are almost at 10,000 subs on YouTube, man. We're balling out.
Let's go,
Almost,
dude.
yeah,
Congrats.
almost 7,000 on TikTok. You know, we're everything is like even, so we'll get there. So yeah, just go and
Exciting
comment.
stuff. Yeah,
Yeah.
comment, subscribe, follow all these guys. You can find me on TikTok at Daddy Sheev. Maybe I'll start making content again, but you never know. But
Please.
yeah, might
Yeah.
have to. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Have a good one.
Yes.